60 tall ships are already moving up the Elizabeth River, and Hampton Roads Transit is free all weekend to get you there. Budget negotiators reached an agreement in principle Thursday with Louise Lucas, the Senate Finance Chair, and said the full text drops Friday. The deal must clear both chambers before June 30th to avoid a government shutdown. And the cannabis retail framework, up to 350 store licenses, sales beginning July 1st, 2027, is folded directly into that spending plan. Watch Friday's release text for whether the data center tax exemption survives intact or gets handed to a study commission due November 1st. Separately, early voting for Virginia's August 4th primary opened Friday. The marquee race is the 5th Congressional District Republican primary, incumbent John McGuire versus Melanie Lucero. Senator Mark Warner said Thursday that the Iran conflict is driving up fuel and fertilizer costs for Virginia farmers and households, and he anticipates a legal challenge over intelligence nominee Bill Polt's qualifications. HII Mission Technologies won a $418 million Navy contract, and Arlington's Jacobs Government Services took a $249 million NAVFAC Architecture Engineering Award. New gun laws, universal background checks, one handgun per month limit, stricter storage penalties take effect July 1st. Now for ways to plug in. In Northern Virginia, the Independence Day Parade in PERS UHLville runs Saturday, June 27th, free, walkable. Claim a curb spot on 21st Street by 10:30. In Roanoke, the rescue mission needs hands in retail store operations, a real service commitment, not just an event. In the Shenandoah Valley, CASA is recruiting volunteers in Harrisonburg, Rockingham for court-appointed child advocacy work. Find the full briefing, regional calendars, and things to do near you at virginiathisweek.com.